Good afternoon, this is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Wednesday, October 30th. One more day to go in the month. We had mixed finish today in the grains with corn finishing higher, wheat and soybeans finishing lower. Let's first take a look at corn. December finished up 4.5 cents, 390¾. It's about 5.5 cents off earlier lows and finished also for the first time in about 5 or 6 days above that 20-day moving average. So another positive technical signal here after yesterday's outside day finishing near the high end of the range. So we'll see if that brings in any sort of reaction from the fund. Still short about 80,000 contracts in corn. Rumors that, or rather Chinese official reporting that the reserves in China in corn have been depleted over the last several years, and this may necessitate some type of imports that may have been supportive of the market here. Also a story that China took a cargo or two of U.S. sorghum as well in the last couple days, so we will keep our eyes open and see if there are any more similar type purchases. Weekly ethanol data saw production up 2 million gallons from last week, 295 million versus 293, and weekly stocks declined from 897 million gallons down to 886, stocks at lowest levels since 2017. Taking a look at wheat, December Chicago finished down 2¼ cents, 509¼, right on the 20-day moving average, as well as Kansas City, December down 0.75 cents, 418¼, also sitting right on that 20-day moving average. So we will have to see which direction the market takes here after slipping back a bit the last few days. Minneapolis spring wheat finished down 2¼ cents as well, 523¼. Funds remain long in Chicago, about 20,000 contracts, and short in Kansas City, short about 25,000 contracts there. Again, maybe this pivoting around that 20-day moving average will determine their next steps here. Yesterday's Egyptian tender was about $5 a ton higher than their previous tender on October 16th. Notable in that yesterday's did not include any Russian business. So I don't know if this is reflective of a little bit of export opportunity or supply there dwindling in Russia. But as of yet, still haven't got the U.S. in a competitive price. Taking a look at soybeans, we had January finished down 3 cents at 930½. After Friday's sharp sell-off, market stalled twice, Monday and Tuesday, failing to rally past the 20-day moving average and then backed off today. I think next support here lies at the 200-day moving average, comes in at about 909, putting a little pressure on the market here. The report yesterday that the paperwork might not be finished for a hopeful signing in Chile on November 17th, and now it's reported that due to the rioting down in Chile on unrelated matters, that meeting has been canceled. So any meeting between Trump and Xi will be pushed off at some point. Also, one of the sticking points here with China recently is that these purchases of 40 to 50 billion in ag products, instead of guaranteeing those purchases as the U.S. would like, China would like to do those purchases on an as-needed, as-the-market-demands basis. And so this putting a little weakness into the market. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin reporting today that it will take time for China to scale up to those $40 to $50 billion purchases. So again, putting a little bit of hope back in the market there, but we've heard this story now for well over a year. So I think what we really want to keep our eyes on is any announced purchases to see if this is really following through. On the weather front here, we had some cold and wet and snowy weather moving across portions of the Midwest. Northern Illinois got a few inches here, and as that moves past, still some harvest delays from the Midwest down to the Delta. We've got a little bit of a window beyond that, and then a little bit of moisture. Again, these harvest delays still adding up, but we will see how they are reflected in next week's WASDE report. In outside markets, the Fed did cut rates again as expected. Dollar reacted, spiked higher, and then sold off on that. Right now down 17 ticks at 97.30, back down approaching that 200-day moving average in the low 97.15 area. If we can get back below there, maybe that takes the dollar lower. gives a little boost to our exports. Crude oil down 70 cents a barrel, 54.84, and the stock market, after reacting kind of mildly to that number, right now up about 110 points. That's all I have for this afternoon. Again, pretty quiet trade. Markets drifting, possibly awaiting the WASDE report next Friday. Until then, if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.